Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. My name is Adrian, and we got Roy on the line. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners out there. Looking forward to another night, Astromind 2000. Now, what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about programming and deprogramming. Can you talk a little bit about this emotional code that you found out with Dr. Bradley Nilsson? I thought it was a very interesting topic for tonight.
Yeah, how this works is a lot of people are going through a lot of, you know, health problems or even emotional problems. And one of the biggest reasons is because these emotions are like a ball of energy that are stuck in different parts of our body, especially in the organ area. And it causes people to get ill or even have disease. With these emotion codes, we're able to go in, get those cleared with the magnet. And once they're removed, then it helps that part of the body restore back to balance, and it helps to make the body so that it's a lot healthier, a lot more joy and happiness, you know, comes to the people that, you know, have these problems. And about 93% of all the people have some kind of emotional blockages, or some people even call it emotional baggage. And a lot of this comes from the families, part of the, you know, family tree, whether it be on the father's side or on the mother's side. And this creates heart walls, and that's why a lot of people aren't able to stay in relationships very long, because they have these heart walls. With the emotion codes, we're able to get those cleared and help those that are having problems with relationship have a more lasting relationship and bring a lot more love into their lives. And what would you like to add to that, Adrian?
Well, I got some charts here, which it's interesting you'd bring up emotional code. There's actually a chart that I call what is going on with the emotional body. Now, it's interesting that they would come up with the emotional code, because this relates to the emotional body. And the emotional body has a lot of different things. There's probably over 200 different things that could be going on with our emotional body. And in my charts, it shows a lot of those things. We really don't know out until we have somebody actually look at the charts and actually pick out what is going on with their emotional body. If they pick it out, will it resonate with them? I believe that it will. It's just like if you were picking out a crystal, or if you were picking out a stone. It's really not about muscle testing, because it's the same thing as if you were to pick out a crystal or a stone. You know that stone is going to resonate with you. So you look at the programming in our emotional body, and you look at the different parts of the body that could be something emotional, so that might relate to you. You know, like I'll just give you an example. Unresolved issues, you know, that would be that would also be part of the emotional body. Unresolved issues from the past, confusion, desperation, child abuse, you know, trust issues, trust and safety issues, anger, rage, resentment, fear, worry, negativity. You know, all those things are part of the emotional body. And so when you look at those things, those also can be part of the problem. The other chart that I have is the origin of the body, which is it's bringing up all types of parts of the body, where it could be in the chakras, the nervous system, the eyes, the neck, the kidney, the brain, the rectum, stomach, things of the past, lower limbs, liver, tissue, bone. There's just so many different areas where that origin of that blocked emotion can be. So we want to rule out all the things where the issue can be. It looks like we lost Roy here on the call. I don't know what happened here. I don't know if we lost the connection. Let me call right back in, and we'll try to get Roy back. Oh, there's Roy right there. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, I'm back. Had a little technical difficulties, but back on the air now. And
I was just explaining to our audience that I have another chart called the Origin of the Disease chart, and it shows all the body parts or all the parts of the body that could have a blocked emotion based on the emotional body. So I was just telling we want to rule out everything in the body to make sure we can get the corrections. Yeah, let's go ahead and start with our first caller, Roy.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 111 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Falling Leaves, you are so correct, Abdullah. I am so sorry.
And what's your name and where are you from?
Hello?
Hello.
This is 623 area calling.
Okay, we must have lost that.
This is Lady Peacock.
Oh, we welcome you to our show, Lady Peacock. And
how
Adrian's here with us. Wonderful.
How are you?
I'm doing really well, and thank you for inviting me back on tonight.
You're very, very wonderful. How's the night going for you?
Well, the night's really busy in public chat with a lot of channeled messages. Private chat could stand to be a little bit busier, but it's all good. God has
Great.
His hands on it, and I'm not only doing this in a random, but I also have my own private practice that I've started building. So if there are those that are interested and they want one-on-one with me, with more time than what I can give them on a random, there's ways that they can contact me. So
would you
I just
like
have,
to share that?
Yes,
our,
they can. Yes, you can reach me at, I have to think, it's Grace, Grace. .summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, .16, and that's on Facebook. And if they want to reach me by phone, they can reach me at 623-792-5376 after 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturdays through Thursdays. And if they go to the Facebook account, they can set up an appointment with me, and I will leave their information with me. Or they can go to, I know this is confusing, but if they want to directly contact me without Facebook, they can go to amazinggrace5@gmail.com. And they can write a detailed message of what they want, and everybody there pays me through PayPal. And I have really fear rates. So I have fun with what I do. I reach a lot of people. every night in the chat room here on Orana, I have several clients But I've been trying to build up my private practice as well. And you get more personalized attention from me.
So, lady, what are some of the things that you specialize in?
I give spiritual messages, love life, finances. I'm a life coach. I give spiritual guidance on how to get your life unstuck and move forward, and I'll work with you on a one-to-one, on business plans. Whatever it is that you need to move forward in your life, I get the answers from Divine Spirit, and I guide you on your path. There's no two answers alike. I can help you with your love life. That's the biggest one. Everybody wants to know who they're going to marry and all that good stuff. And then if they're in a relationship issue, they want to know if they should run or stay, and that depends if they're married or not or what kind of situation is, but I help them with their end of it. Talk about their finances and how to get those in order. And I have a lot of clients who are putting their business plans together, and they're actually putting businesses into motion. And they're starting out slow, but they're growing bigger every day. And then we have different things we do. I do meditations with people. Let me see. Sometimes people ask me to read different things for them. I can do telemetry, which is being able to tell something about it by an article that belongs to, like a piece of clothing or something that belongs to a person, or I look at a photo and I ask God to give me directions on what needs to be known from that. It's just well-versed. And the latest thing people have been asking me to do is read the messages, God messages to them from the gemstones, because each one's a recorder. So you can ask me questions on just about anything and you'll get an answer.
Great.
That's great.
But that's what I'm doing. I'm really looking forward. I love every night when I share in the chat room, but I'm really looking forward for the one-on-ones with some private clients. So it's a good thing. And then
how many years have you been doing it, lady?
I've been doing this for about over 30 years.
30 years. Oh.
Long time to be doing this kind of thing, and I love it. I've helped a lot of people, and people, I'd say 99.9% of them are very happy. Some don't like what they hear, so they get a little upset. But they get honest answers. I don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
God gives me prophetic vision, so I share what I know. And I give them guidance so they're not left flailing around wondering what to do. And if they're willing to follow the prescriptions, they become very successful in all areas of their life. And I do chakra clearings, energy clearings, relaxation therapy. We can get past life regressions and those kind of things that help them get unstuck. So it's a good thing. Past life can mean that it's something that's taken place in this life, something that you keep repeating, and you need to break the cycle. It's in their DNA, and they need to change it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely is right, and there is time for change. But it's not overnight. It's a process.
Yeah.
It's step by step. What other kind of questions do you have for me tonight?
Is there anything that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I would just like to say, I think that when physical healings take place, there's emotional clearings that need to be done in emotional healings and get to the root of the cause. It's just not physical. I truly believe that the physical illnesses have a root cause that was caused by an emotion, a trauma, or some kind of situation where somebody needs help. And if they don't get help, then they're stuck.
Yeah.
So to move forward, they need to really do a clearing.
There's definitely a lot of lost people out there.
Definitely, yes, there are. A lot of healing. It's very true. So that's when they come to me for counseling, whether it's in the chat, family chat room, or the other modes of being able to get in touch with me, they get the help that they need. And it's spiritually based. The chakra clearings, each one of the chakras, you know, are attached to a scripture verse. And it's amazing when I studied those on how I found out that they actually went right along with the scriptures. So that makes it really comfortable for me to work with them.
Well, that's great.
But I'm always thankful when you give me an opportunity to come on and to share.
We're thankful to have you on.
And
is there anything you want to share, Roy? Or
well, what I would like to do is have one of our callers, you know, if they have any questions, you know, if you could maybe, you know, give some guidance on that for our next caller. Would that
be okay?
I would
love to do that. Yes, and did you get down
okay,
my
let's
contact
go ahead
information?
And,
Yeah.
Okay, good. You can hand that out to them. Go ahead and put them on, and I'll talk to them.
Okay.
Great.
Let's go ahead with the caller from the 480 area on there.
Hi.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm great. There's actually two of us, so you guys get a twofer. Is that good?
That's okay with me.
Okay, so... first, one of us has never had any of this kind of stuff done before, so she's a little apprehensive, but I just want to kind of know about my love life, what you all got about my love life.
Okay. Do you have birth dates?
For me, 10/26, and for the person involved, it is 10/11.
Well, I see at this point, from what the angels are showing me, stop expecting the worst and expect the best.
Okay.
When you have doubts and fears, it's called self-fulfilling prophecy. You need to take a closer look and see if this is the quality of life that you want to spend for eternity with this person. I see that it's tired. It's worn out. It needs a new spin on it. You need to take and look at things from a new perspective. I'm sensing that somebody in this is, like, headstrong. They want their own way. And also, they're not very good with money. And money seems to be a big issue in relationships, but I'm seeing red flags in the finance department.
Hmm.
And in my viewing mirror, you can move forward with confidence into your own. Because you have... some gifts that you have been given that you need to be exercising them. You're not supposed to be somebody's doormat.
Okay.
I heard you making a oh sound. What was that all about?
I said okay.
Yeah. But put your heart into it, what you want. Seek divine wisdom. And you won't go wrong.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we forget that golden cord that holds us together. In Ecclesiastes, it tells us that a cord of three is not easily broken. So when you're thinking about marriage, you have to figure out, are you spiritually yoked together? To be unequally yoked with somebody, even when you're dating them, is disaster. Because
okay.
One has a spiritual life, the other one's not connected, and you have different moral values and different ideas on things, and you just keep, it wears you out for fighting. I see that you're a very generous person, but you don't receive as much as you give.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel cheated.
Hmm.
You have to ask for what you want and be persistent, but do it in love.
Okay.
Okay.
Gentlemen, anything from you?
Pardon?
Anything else?
Well, do you have a question for me other than that one? You
said
there's somebody else there too.
Yeah, there's one other. Did Adrian or anybody or Roy have anything for on that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said.
I asked if the gentleman had anything to add to that.
Nathan, do you have anything to add?
Add to the relationship situation, or?
Yes, Adrian. Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you called in our show before?
Yes, sir. You and I have talked a couple times, and you're always extremely accurate.
Oh, okay. And what's your name?
Yvette.
Yvette. Okay. Have you recently just met somebody?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I do feel a connection with a male person. I feel like it's going to be a really good relationship. But I also feel like you're kind of going in a cycle that needs to be breaked, and you have a lot of heart walls that need to be deprogrammed. We were talking about deprogramming the DNA, you know, with the emotional code. Me and Roy were talking about how heart walls can create a lot of disconnection or discomfort in the relationship, you know, the love. If you've ever been hurt and you hold on to that pain, you know, it builds in your heart chakra.
Right.
And it becomes a source of agitation.
Yeah, it really does.
And that's
what
I'm picking up.
So we need to get that cleared.
I agree with you.
Well, what
you want?
I just wanted to add something, Nathan. With these heart walls, with medicine, we found that the heart walls either come from your mother's side or your father's side. These aren't always, you know, heart walls that we've always had. These were passed down, you know, into our DNA, you know, from our parents. I just wanted to add that.
Yes, and I'm seeing as these walls are broken down that it will be a successful relationship. I confirmed it. I pulled a couple of angel cards out. The other was like intuitive, and I thought I'll pull a few cards while she's talking to Adrian. And it is a happy relationship, but you have to work through these bugs first. You have to honor yourself and clear this stuff out, because if you don't, you're going to drag it with you, and it's going to make a mess out of a beautiful situation. A hardened heart is something somewhere we're not even aware that we're hardened or we're cold or indifferent or we're agitated. But when we take a deeper look at it, we find the truth, and then we have to clear the heart chakra. But that's not the only thing that I'm feeling that's blocked up.
No, not. I agree with you there, lady.
Do tell, what else is blocked up?
You've got chakras that are out of balance. Your power center, your solar plexus, is overpowered in some senses. And it's so strong, it repels. You want to take and get that into balance so that you can do what you need to do with your life, with being loving, kind, and caring without being a pushover or overpowering. And when you speak, sometimes it's very emotional and it's uncontrolled, and you need to get your throat chakra revved up there in the right place. That's what I'm picking up, that's out of balance.
I wonder if you're not the other person.
Excuse me?
I said, I wonder if you're picking up the other person on that. Interesting. Because that's not me at all.
Well, I could be picking up the other person, but this is what I'm picking up. You asked for a question in your love life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what is coming to me. And a lot of times the angels allow you the discernment, especially if it's a public forum and somebody might be listening, you're able to figure it out and sort it out from what you're told.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person can keep their dignity. Because love covers a multitude of sins. Love is protective. And you want to protect this other person, but you see the pitfalls, and somehow you have to know how to get around them. Now, I do have a prescription for that. And if it's okay, I'll share it. Because it's
sure.
something you can do daily. Go to Pandora, if you have that available on your computer,
uh-huh.
and get chakra balancing music. And you listen
okay.
to that every day for a minimum of 1 hour.
I just type in chakra music or chakra balancing music, it comes
right.
up?
Right. Yes, and if you don't have Pandora, you can go to YouTube and do the same thing. And that's Chakra 7 meditation music on YouTube. There's a variety that's out there, but the important part is that you follow this secret recipe for the rest of your life. You pick up people's negative energies, whether it's in your relationship at home with your loved one or out into the public. It affects every area of your life because some of the stuff you carry in your heart is from outside. It's from people you work with, people you have contact with. You pick up their stuff and you carry it.
I'm also getting that your polarity is out of balance, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Very sensitive. Pick up a lot of people's energies around you, like Lita Peacock says, you're picking up their energy in your heart chakra. You know.
Yeah, that's part of being an empath. You pick up other people's stuff.
When you learn to put a shield up so you don't get that. You are very sensitive, and I sense that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you will try the chakra music every day, like I've told you, and without fail, and you can listen to it for more than an hour. The longer you listen to it, the more results you get and more quickly. But if you only have an hour, you can do it while you're walking around the house. You can do it while you're cooking dinner, before you go to bed, when you first get up in the morning. You can listen to it in your office, different places. And I tell my clients, when you use it in a public place, in your workplace, it changes the atmosphere of where you're working every day. And if you have a loved one, when people come visit your home, the whole tone will change. If you play this music in the background, you begin to see changes in your relationships with your friends and family. Broken connections
wow.
can and will be fixed. And they don't know what's happening to them. All they know is they're feeling better. And those are all attuned to the chromatic scale of music. Each one of the chakras has a music note to it, a major chord.
Very
starting at the root and going up. And so I would recommend that you put this into use because you'll see a big difference in everything in your life. And those that I have in my private practice, they tell me they use this, and it works, and if they decide to get a little lax, things start to spin in reverse order. But that's
okay.
some free advice tonight.
Awesome. I appreciate it. So
you're welcome.
Is there anything else for me before I pass? Go ahead, Adrian.
We want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we're just about off the air right now. We had a shorter show tonight, and again, we want to thank, you know, Lady Peacock for coming. And we want to welcome back all our listeners and callers for our next show tomorrow night. And we'll go ahead and continue on with the next caller, and we thank you for joining us. And let's go ahead with our next caller now.
Thank you for inviting me tonight, Adrian.
Thank you, lady. It's been a blessing.
It has been.
Yes. Always. Always a blessing.
And I hope it's been an asset.
Yes. It sure has.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and go with the caller from the 908 area. You're on the Well, you're on the record right now.
Yes, hello. Hello, my name is James. I have a question. It's something about a package that was lost around the end of January. I had to send my old phone back to my company, T-Mobile, and I put it with their shipping label on the box that they sent me. And it never arrived, like UPS and... I tried to get all this information. Like UPS said they never got it. T-Mobile said they didn't get it. And I was charged like for the phone. I just was recently charged for the phone, and I was wondering by April if the phone's going to be found.
So, what is your concern that the phone might be lost?
Yes, because my actually account was charged $419 for the phone that never showed back up at T-Mobile. And I was just wondering if maybe the phone just got lost temporarily.
Nathan, are you getting something?
Well, are you concerned that it might be lost, the phone? Is that what you said?
Oh yeah, because it has to be. I don't know if it was stolen or got lost somewhere.
All right, let me look in my chart here. Well, I'm not getting a yes response on that. So I don't think the phone has been lost. I think it's been misplaced somewhere.
Okay, do you think it's going to, because they discharged me like today on my T-Mobile account, the amount of $419, and I was just wondering if you see it appearing before, like, by the end of this month.
I'm feeling like a yes. I feel like you're going to find it.
They're going to find it somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like it's in a house. I don't know if it's in a house or a warehouse, but I'm seeing a house. Like it's somewhere in a house. Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
Okay, so you think it's gonna So I hope it's found and sent back to T-Mobile, because then the amount that's on my bill will be taken off.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe you're going to find it.
Okay.
So don't give up faith. I do believe it's going to appear to you. Probably the next couple of days.
How long has it been missing?
It's been missing since January 17th, and I know that there was Mercury retrograde, and I know that in New Jersey I live, and I know that with the winter and, like, the bad weather. Excuse me, that lady said something.
I'm seeing that it will be found. I'm agreeing with Adrian. And I see that it, like, got lost in one of those, like, big carts, like they put the packages in.
Yes.
I'm
sensing it's not a very big package. And it slipped under something that's holding it hostage. It's unable to be seen where it's at now. It's in a dark corner.
Will they find it?
Yes, they'll find it eventually is what I'm saying. But right now it's kind of like stuck in a cart that somebody shoved off because it had a – I see it's one of those ones that has wheels on it.
Okay.
And I'm seeing that the wheel just didn't work too well, and they just kind of gave it a shove because they were having a bad day, and they said, forget it. So it's stuck in there with a few more packages. Somebody else is looking for their stuff, too.
Okay, now,
not alone.
Do you see it being sent back to T-Mobile by the end of this month?
Somewhere between the 1st and the 10th.
Oh, the 1st and the 10th?
Yeah. It's going to be a few more weeks before they find it.
Okay.
Because whoever threw it over there was having a bad day, and they've thrown some other stuff down in this container thing, and so somebody's going to come along and decide they need to clear things up, and I see them taking stuff off the top of it, like bags, cloth bags. I see the cloth bags being taken off, and after they get to the bottom of all this trash and these cloth transport bags, they will find these few pieces of packages down in there that need to be sent on to their destination.
Now, so that's going to be before April.
Yeah, it'll be about 10 days or so. I keep hearing the word 10, so it's either the 10th, which is a few days, or it's going to be 10 more days.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Roy, you there?
Yeah, let's go ahead with the next car from the 706 area. 706,
what's up,
are you there?
What's up, Adrian? Hello.
Where's
this? This is Chance.
Oh, hey, Chance. How you doing?
I am doing great. I am just trying my best not to crack up right now. Some of these questions that people ask.
We did. You're with me on tonight. We got Lady Peacock, and we got my father, Roy, and Lady Peacock works on Uranium. She's an empath, psychic. She speaks with the angels. She's a wonderful lady. Did you want to introduce yourself, Lady? Or
hi, Jazz. This is Lady Peacock. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. And I know it sounds like Chaz, but it's actually Chance.
Chance?
Like you want another chance.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I thought it was, but the connection wasn't very good, so I missed it.
It's okay. That seems to happen a lot with me. I don't know why. It's just my energy. My question is really, really quick. This involves romance. I was currently pursuing somebody for about 3 to 4 months, and things were getting really, really serious. And he seems to be very genuine. And, you know, I just had a birthday, which was 2 days ago, and he took me out, and everything just seems to be perfect. And then the next day I had a part two for my birthday celebration. And he kind of flipped on me by the end of the night. He was acting kind of weird. And, you know, long story short, he basically came out of nowhere talking about he needed space and, you know, that, you know, he just felt like, you know, he didn't want to hang out every single day, which we don't hang out every single day, but just his energy, different. And, you know, he just seemed very weird, and he was very close off, and now he's ignoring all of my text messages, and it almost seems like a brand new person. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with him. Should I leave this alone, or will he eventually reach out to me? You know, I just need some guidance.
Adrian, do you want to address that?
Well, I just wanted to mention that Chance is also an intuitive. Chance is has a lot of psychic ability.
I'm picking that up.
I've known Chance for, oh, it's been a while now, and I feel like Chance is just going through a transition. You know, he's there's a lot of new energies coming in, and very hard. You know, it's very difficult for other people to deal with because they're not at our level. You know, they're searching out, and they haven't awakened yet, and I just feel like, you know, we're stepping into a higher level, and they're just having a hard time adjusting to Chance's energy, and
I do feel like there's a connection.
It's just he's having a hard time adjusting right now.
And what do you think?
Well, to be honest with you, because I picked up your intuitive, I wanted a confirmation for what the angels were showing me.
Okay.
So I pulled three angel cards because I work with the angel cards and the fairy cards.
Okay.
And I want confirmation. And what I got was they're showing me the need to release the outcome, continue forward in peace and love, and just move on and don't have an attachment to the outcome. I'm sensing a little bit of anxiety because all of us want a relationship. And this seems that it could work, but don't push too fast forward because what you're doing is this other individual is feeling your anxiety, and so this guy's beginning to feel trapped before it ever gets off the ground. He's still at ground zero, but he's feeling the anxiety and the need to move at a fast pace, or that's the kind of energy vibes he's picking up off of you.
Right.
And so back off a little bit and just deflect the negative thoughts that you're getting and the emotions and think happy thoughts and say positive affirmations. You're not messing with the guy's will, as you know, but you're sending love and light into it. And you can have paradise. But don't mess it up by moving too fast.
So,
we all want love, and your anxiety is hanging him away.
Yeah. Well,
so
well,
back off a little bit, and you'll get him.
Well, that makes sense, and that is true. But my question...
And I pulled an angel number for you also, Chance.
Okay.
I got 671. And 671 says, this situation is determined by the degree that you use positive words in your thoughts, speech, and your writing. The more positive you are, the better the outcome is going to be for you.
So my last question is, you know, I'm giving him his space. I'm not messaging him. You know, I haven't heard from him all night or earlier today. So, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, if you were to give me a time frame, if possible, when do you see him reaching back out to me?
Go ahead.
Or do you not see that happening anytime soon? I mean.
Well, Chance, I just wanted to mention have you ever read the book called The Emotional Code?
I have not.
You need to get that book. What it talks about is that we all have what they call heart walls. And with these heart walls, has a lot to do with our mother's and father's side.
Mm-hmm.
And they build into our heart chakra and our heart center. And so they can get so big, I mean, they could be the size of a house. That's how big these energies are. And when we get those cleared, then we can allow love to flow, you know, it flows freely in our heart chakras. And so sometimes when we have those walls, we can't allow that love to come through. So
right.
We need to get those cleared. With
okay.
What we call geotrans, and